Port Adelaide's Zach Butters out for 2 weeks with that knee strain. North Melbourne are favourites to defeat the Crows this weekend. Drive safely when you go home, when you pick up the kiddies. Good afternoon, everybody. This is the Rush Hour. Hello to you, Bernie Vince. Hello to you, Greg Blewett. Welcome to the team.
You got us the wrong way around, but yes, hello, right. Jars.
G'day, Jars. Did you just say North Melbourne are favourites?
Well, that's what they're saying.
Who?
They're not favourites.
Well, that's what they're saying. I'm just repeating what they're saying. And you just never know, too.
I'll be picking North Melbourne.
Greg, are you jumping off? I'm telling you, it's Tassie, North Melbourne have got some players coming back. The Crows are a bit wobbly. Their confidence is shot.
Can't agree with that.
Anyway, but how was your day?
Good, thank you.
Nice.
Pretty good. It's cold.
Well,
dark,
look at this rain.
We need the rain, though, don't we? Yeah. That's what you say all the time.
Well, we do. The farmers say that. But, Bern, you reckon it'll blow over
shortly? Yeah, not much
shortly.
In it, Jars. All right. There looks to be a fair bit in it at the moment.
No, but if we saw the weather, mate.
It's not much in it. Right. You'll be right for trainer, Jars, by 6 o'clock.
Looking forward to Alir Lear coming into the studio live, the Port Adelaide key defender, the star.
I love when he comes in.
He's a good lad, isn't he?
Gets us up.
He's a good lad.
Loves his music.
That big smile. Geez, he played well on the weekend.
He's good. Did a great job on the Buddy Franklin, so I'll ask him about that. How do you go on Buddy's old former teammate? Plenty to get through. We've got $1,000 to give away. Yep. Can we go back to back to back?
We're not allowed to.
What do you mean we're not allowed to?
Who told you that?
Don't say that.
I got threatened on the way out.
I got threatened.
I don't ride them. Well, it's like David Bosch on Sunday.
There was a few comments at the end of the show,
wasn't
there?
Like,
well, you guys are going to have to start chipping in to pay for it.
Is it your own money?
Well, I don't know. Maybe make the questions hard. I feel sorry for whoever's on today, though.
A member in this team has to apologise. To the other members of his team, because he's been exposed about something
himself?
He told us last week, which was incorrect.
If this is about me again, if I'm in the gun, I'm out. I hope it's about you.
Then.
I hope it's about you. See you, Gregory. See you, Greg.
Hey, Jordan DeGoey has been fined $25,000, which has been suspended, Jars, for his little. Well, mid-season trip over to Bali.
Nightclub gig.
Pending good behaviour. So any sort of mishap now, he gets that full $25,000 whack. But, he's going to
But
do,
do
he's
you agree with that, Burn? Do you think that's a bit harsh? It was on a four-day, which was signed off by the football club, to go away and have a break.
I didn't like the breast thing, Jars.
Yeah.
Didn't like that. But if he's just over there having a few beers, the club ticked it off. Yeah. I can't see why they can do it. But I didn't like that little...
He's released a statement saying, betrayed the trust the club showed in me by allowing me to take my mid-season break overseas. Right. That's a quick turnaround from what he released. There was a statement that he released which he clearly didn't write himself.
Because there was a lot of big words in it.
Oh, yeah.
It was like Jars writing.
Yeah.
It's a fair
it
U-turn.
Like
yeah, well, you would have definitely had someone written that
for you. I get a lot of people to write my stuff, especially when it's my lawyer. Writing.
Yeah, which is quite often with
it's
things
quite
you
often.
Sound here.
Hey, let's get underway. We've got text messages if you want to just text us. We've got the phone calls. We've got Tim
What
Pine.
Have we got? Get, what
text message. If
yeah,
you got
that's a, better. You said it.
I said that. Listen.
You sort of put an M
what's
in the text.
I said, text what's the text line number?
Yeah, oh, you said that, did you? 0488 51047.
Okay.
But I don't reckon
interact with
it.
Us, family. We're up and about. Yeah. Let's go for a Tuesday.
Jay's not here again.
What?
G's not here. Nice to have Timmy. But
yeah, thanks, guys.
G's had another RDO.
Like I said, we welcome her back to the show more than she's actually here.
Unbelievable.
I don't know.
What did you call her last week? What was the three names you gave her?
Princess. Little Miss Princess.
Yeah, tick.
Little Miss Bossy.
Tick. Yeah.
What was the other one?
Little Miss Nodia. Little Miss Away.
Yeah, tick. Tick, tick, tick. Chatting with Port Adelaide star Lear Lear. Now, you stood the bud, the Buddy Franklin. What was that like?
Smashed him.
Any banter between you two?
Smashed him.
Did you give him a couple of rib ticklers or what? What did he say to you?
It was a little bit better this time than the first time I played. He didn't give me much the first time we played. So this time we were able to have a little bit of banter and go at it. I think there was a contest out on the wing that we did.
Yeah.
And he just looked at me and was like, man, I'm cooked there. And both had our hands in our head. And I was like, yeah, me too, man.
You did a great job on him, mate.
No, it was good to be able to play on him. And I think when you come against your old team, the coaches like to, I guess, have a chat with them. Just been there for 7 years. And I think I was able to help him out a little bit more.
Well done.
Who are you closest to at the Swans? Who are your good mates there still?
Tom Papley and Colin Norina. I live with them their first season. So
the Irishman.
Yeah, I've got along with them very well. Harry Cunningham, Will Haywood. There's a lot of boys that I've made great friendship over there. Mm. That it's going to be beyond football. And I think that's the good thing about being in a football environment. You make these long time friends that that are always going to be there for
Brilliant.
You.
Brilliant.
You're obviously playing against your old side, but Pete Laddams is playing against his old side too. Now.
He had a brain fade there for a while.
He gave Ollie a
nice one.
Down the ground. Just a little ribby. He whacked Ollie in the ribs. And the first person I saw come over was this man. He was into him. I don't know what was said. He noticed everything. You can't get away with it. You chased him down.
What'd you call him?
I didn't call him anything. I just ran past and just sort of gave him Ken still in your head, Peter. And he looked at me just like, looked straight through me, and he didn't know what to say back. But I caught up with him after a beer. He sort of forgot the guy. He was a bit flat, and he's one of those guys that I've only known him for a year, and I got along with him pretty well, but. Yeah. It's always good when you come against players that you played with.
I loved it, Jazz. He ran from a fair way away.
Yes.
And he's just beeline for him. See? And I thought, here we go. He's going to put him to ground. He's going to do something. Something like that. He was pointing
good
him up.
Well, he got a drag too, didn't he?
He gave two goals away. Yeah, bro. Speaking of rucks, what's your best ruck combination, do you think? When everyone's back and available, I know we haven't had Lysett back for a fair while, but he's only a few weeks away.
Yeah.
Do you play two rucks or do you go back to the way you started with just Lysett?
Oh, to be honest, I'm not too sure. I think Jeremy Finlayson is doing well as that.
He was good when he went in there.
When he went in the ruck, and you obviously got Big Mick that goes there, so. Whether we go back with Hazy, because Hazy obviously is good, but he just needed to work on his groundwork as a big guy. So I'm not sure what we'll do this week. Coming up against Wicks, big boy. So I'll leave that to the coaches to the coaches.
You did a bit of rucking at Sydney. You haven't seen any. You haven't gone anywhere at all. He used to be bloody rucking at Sydney.
But he doesn't need to be. He's down back.
I want to see him in there. Can jump.
Not against Wick. It's probably a little bit bigger than
not
me.
This week. No one likes rucking.
Not this week.
Hey, what about the old fella, Robbie Gray? Is he any chance of getting this week?
Yeah, I think he's a chance to come back. I think after the bye, they thought that he'll recover well, but I think he's still his knee still gave him a little bit of trouble, but he's back running now, and I assume he'll come back in.
Mate, before we let you go, Zach Butters out for 1 or 2 weeks with that knee, so that's a bit of a blow.
It is a blow because he's been playing well. As we touched on, him and Rosie going inside just give us a different look, a bit of spark in there, and
speed.
And he was going well, so we're definitely going to miss him, but I'm pretty sure whoever comes in will step up.
Well, you got the old Bokey's back.
Yeah.
They love Bookie.
A little week off and
that's it in the chalet. Mate, thanks for coming in, and we just better sign off with this for you, Aaliyah.
Yeah,
here it is.
Sometimes your words just hypnotize me, and I just love your
flashy ways. Thanks for coming in, mate. Greg, get with the tune.
What? Sure I know.
Get with it. Bigger, 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 bigger.
This isn't it.
Mate.
Biggie, biggie, biggie.
Mate, thanks for coming in and good luck this weekend.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Boom, you got some texts?
Yes, 0488851047. This one's from Roger.
Mm.
Double trouble, he's called it.
Yeah.
Double trouble. The Adelaide Crows appear to have two problems that need fixing.
What's that?
Well, they need a head coach and a recruiting team. Is that fair?
Don't know about the head
coach.
That's
a bit unfair.
But I think there's some criticism regarding the list management of the football club, to be quite honest with you. So, I think Nixie, don't forget, Nixie inherited some of that.
That's right.
2.5 years. But look, they need a good response against North Melbourne this week.
Big week this week.
It's a very big week for that football club.
I think it's a lot of people be sitting back and just watching to see how they go in Tassie.
But they're very passionate, the Crows fans. 133353, we're going to play the quiz. Now, it went off again yesterday. As of Friday, when we were at the Bartley Hotel, which was a very good
leg trap.
Yes. The lower leg trap. So the lines are open. There is a chance you'll win $1,000.
Yeah, well, we're just giving it away.
Greg, question.
We did have a meeting today, though.
Did we? I wasn't involved.
Well, you were there. You don't listen.
Probably checked out.
Well, after giving away back-to-back $1,000, surprise, surprise, there's a few curlier questions.
Is there really?
Just like this one, Bern. Which drivers won the Bathurst 1000 in 1980?
Well, they're going to check that up now and get that answer. That was just ridiculous to give that answer. Why don't you give an easy question?
Peter Brock. And
yeah, but you
Jim
just
Richards?
Get, you know,
I remember that one actually.
You want me to give them?
Why don't you just give them the hardest question on the? On
well, that's the whole point of it.
What's a Rikishi?
It's not.
Oh.
133353. What are you two chunkheads giggling about?
Just saw someone.
No, we're just having a good time.
Just enjoying each other's company.
What did you see on your phone?
Oh, I'll show you in a minute.
Oh, okay.
It's just a kid riding a bike down a hill fast. Yeah, he sees something that takes his attention away from
now,
what he's doing.
Now, as Greg Blewett would say, or is it Tommy Rockcliffe, we're going to Seaford,
don't
not Seaford.
Don't put them
we're
in
not going
same...
to Seafood. We're going seafood. To Seaford. Oh, right. G'day, okay. Chris. Welcome.
G'day, guys.
Nah, some boy. Who's your AFL team?
It is the Crows.
What would you do? If you're a coach for one day, what would you do?
I would try some players maybe out of position a little bit. Yeah.
Oh.
It's not bad.
This is, like
this,
it.
This is our thinking, isn't it?
Who would you have in the midfield?
Yeah.
I would even try, like, Chase Jones did a pretty good job in the sandball on the weekend. Maybe try him through the middle.
Yep.
Yeah, just maybe some outside runners. So it's like, they've got a bit too many of the same... Same sort of player in the middle at the moment.
Yeah, well, that's the criticism.
I like Hush it. All right, Chris, 10 questions, 60 seconds, say pass.
Let's do it.
All the best, mate, and we'll always good take luck. The first answer. Greg and Bernie, you ready?
Good luck, Chris.
Okay, Timmy Pine, you ready?
Born ready.
Go.
Yeah.
What year did Wayne Wiedemann make his debut for the Adelaide Crows?
1992.
Which NRL club's colours are blue and gold?
Blue and gold. The Sharks.
Australian racing driver Mark Scaife was born in which Australian state?
He was born in New South Wales.
In baseball, cutter and sinker are types of what?
Can you repeat the question?
In baseball, cutter and sinker are types of what?
Hit.
In soccer, players can receive two different kinds of penalty cards. What are they?
Yellow and red.
Where were the 1960 Summer Olympics held?
1960 was in Melbourne.
What is a Rikishi?
What is a what?
A Rikishi.
Pass.
What is the first line of the Gold Coast Suns theme song?
We are the sons of the Gold Coast Sky. Yes.
Which drivers won the Bathurst 1000 in 1980?
Pass.
That's it, Chris, from Seaford. Bad luck, mate.
What about the Gold Coast Suns song? You nailed it.
This, yeah, he did.
This has gone ridiculous,
it's okay,
Chris.
It's okay. We just
Chris,
really
you deserve another go.
No, well, not really, because we've got to check what he got.
Oh.
Chris, fine.
One, two, three, correct.
He just called Pony Chris Pine.
How many Chris Pine? How many Timmy?
He just called
him make it
three. Three.
Oh, no,
three
no.
out of ten.
Chris, what a joke.
Bad luck, mate. You missed out on question 10. But what's he got there, Timmy?
Chris Pine?
Chris, you've got a $100 faster pasta voucher. There you go.
There you go.
That's worth it.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
Good on you, mate.
Good
Stay
effort,
strong
Chris.
With the Crows, mate.
Yeah, what's a Rikishi?
It's a sumo wrestler.
Professional.
Oh, okay.
So we nickname Jars that every now and then.
Rikishi.
Yeah.
Oh, do you?
Jars, and he actually thought it was something you could eat.
I thought it was some sort of Japanese dish. Thanks, Chris. Good on you, mate.
I thought it was
Take
a
care.
Character out of The Lion King.
Burn, number, Greg,
oh,
number one, please.
Actually, he got close here. Wayne Wiedemann debuted in 1991.
Number two,
Chris
Burn.
Said 92.
Parramatta Eels, blue and gold.
And number four, Burn.
It's a pitch. A cutter and a sinker are pitches.
Number six, Burn.
Number six, the 1960 Summer Olympics were at Rome.
Yeah, number seven, please.
No
Greg.
Idea why that's
going
to
we've just said that. A Rikishi is
well,
a...
yeah, okay. And number nine, Greg.
Which drivers won Bathurst 1000 in 1980? Peter Brock, the late Peter Brock, and Jim Richards.
Yes.
There you go.
Just terrible question.
Now, we're getting tested, all right? We've done a test, and we'll find out what our results are up next, family.
What, like
what,
a blood
on
test?
This?
Or
on the $1,000 minute?
I think it's about our personality.
Mental test.
Oh, I don't know if it's about that, Ben.
Can you fail
because
it?
You would. You get an F.
Got to snag this credit line out as well. All thanks to Automasters, $1,000 minute. If you can't remember the last time you had your brakes checked, it's been too long. Let Automasters test your brakes before you have to call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS.
Trust me, if you can fail it, Jars would have.
I feel sick. Greg. I feel sick. I've got to go home.
My dog ate mine.
Now, we've got our producer, family, Ben. Good afternoon, Ben.
Hello, gentlemen.
Now, just explain what you've done today with the three of us when we arrived at the 13th floor of Triple M.
So, to better understand each other here at the Triple M team, Southern Cross Estero have been making us take personality tests.
Yes.
Right? So, we better understand how to communicate to each other and understand each other, but we didn't get to do you guys, which I've handed the boys a sheet before the show.
Yes, you did.
They've got to fill out. There's a bunch of words on there, and they've got to number them from 4, 3, 2, 1, depending on how they...
Four being what?
More the one you relate to the most, one the least, and then there's rows of them, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
At the end result is it puts you into a category. Right, so that tells me a little bit more about the three. And in fairness,
it's good for you.
When I first became the producer of the show, I should have done this then, really, to get to know you.
You should have done a lot of things.
Let him go.
Sorry. How long in? Tim, 1 minute before Bernie knocked me out.
Sorry. First pile on. Well, just in case you whack me.
Here we go. Start with the youngest to the oldest.
No, well, actually, I wanted to start with you and Bern because you're the same.
What do you mean we're the same?
So, you've both come back as expressives, which we call peacocks.
Yeah.
It's all about them.
Here, this blue. This is great.
It's all about them.
Let me take it through. So, this is your personality type. Then just see if you agree with this, gentlemen. You tend to speak louder than other people.
Yep.
Usually brimming with energy.
Yep.
You dislike routine.
Yep.
Flowing, dramatic use of language.
No, do I?
Dramatic use of language? Jars?
Think about dramatic.
Yeah, that's.
May wander from the topic.
Absolutely. Yep.
This is Bern and I.
This is you and Bern.
You're both expressives.
You're peacocks. Least disciplined about time.
Well, I'm pretty disciplined on time.
Every time we try to put something in your diary,
No, if there's one that just lacks a lot of discipline to being on time, it's over there, Shirley Temple, G. Blewett. You never rock up on time. You're always late to meetings.
No, I'm not. That's not true, is it?
All right.
That's not true.
Okay, Ben, yeah.
You also love to have your ego stroked.
Oh, yes. Would you agree, Blush?
This is not right.
Now you're starting to go too far.
And they reject, these are two key things you guys reject as an expressive.
What, producers?
Putting tasks ahead of fun, which actually I agree with.
Yep.
And too much detail.
That's us. So we want to do a show without writing.
So we're expressive. Bern and I are in the same category.
No, I call it the peacocks. Oh, the peacocks. Okay. So they definitely got the last bit of that. Right.
So we're together now. Greg, peacocks.
Bluey.
And the first bit, peahars.
Right. Bern.
Sorry, I'm whacking myself.
Now, this is about Greg Blewett.
Okay.
So before you start, who basically, Bern and I were flying together on our own.
Yeah.
And then he backdoored us with our boss, Matthew O'Reilly. This is not internal.
So
spooned him for years to get a gig with us.
So they've thrown a female peacock in for us.
Well, we don't know yet. Right. Sorry, Ben. Go.
Blewett's come back as amiable.
I don't even know what that means.
As a dove.
He's a dove!
Release him!
And then shoot him!
Release him at a wedding!
Dove!
Hear me out, Luke.
I love a dove.
Tends to be quieter in meetings.
Yes.
Yeah, he does.
Agree with that.
Take it in.
Slower pace walk.
That's true.
No, he's got a strut though. He's got massive back issues.
Bluey is more people orientated and team orientated.
Oh yes, I'm writing those ones down.
He's a selfish cricketer.
Supportive.
Yes.
Cooperative.
Yes.
Patient.
Yep.
And loyal.
Yes.
He has so he accepts enthusiasm.
Mm-hmm.
Sensitive.
He has to with us.
You are sensitive.
You reckon I'm sensitive?
Yeah, mate.
You got sensitive skin. Everything.
And he's got great awareness.
Yes, keep them coming.
Why all his positive?
Keep them coming, Betty.
I wanted to finish on this, right?
There's four
categories that you count up, which being a driver, analytical, amiable, or expressive.
Yep.
So those were what you guys fell into as your strengths. But you've all fallen in your last category. All three of you is analytical.
What's that mean?
This is what the word. You guys are just so bad at these sorts of things. So analytical people are more task orientated, which you blokes are. Discipline with time. I'd actually probably, as a producer of this show, agree with that. Listen to this, gentlemen. This is none of you three. Logical.
Why are you laughing?
Thorough. Serious. Thorough. Systematic. Or prudent.
I don't know what half of those words mean. What's a prudent? I thought that was a fruit.
Prudent.
It sounds like a fruit.
Analytical people accept, which you guys don't, details, facts, data,
hey,
evidence.
Hey, I do facts.
And allow time to think.
I've got a segment on facts.
Don't look at me like that.
Yeah, don't laugh and look at me.
What so, I think they're spot on.
So, end of the day, so Boone and I
are peacocks.
Are peacocks.
Bluey's a dove.
And Greg's a dove.
I'm a dove.
You're like that.
I'm a dove. Yeah, a dove. So
I'm a dove.
Oh, Greg, you're a little dove.
What are the other birds? What are the other birds? Rooster?
There would be.
You're not another bird. You're a dove. Copy.
So analyticals come up as owls.
Yep.
Drivers are eagles. Expressives are peacocks.
Which is,
yeah. I'm a dove. But an eagle would eat a dove.
I thought I'd be a driver.
So you're the woman eagle. Nah, but you're the weakest bird out of the four.
You are. You're fragile. You groom yourself in your nest.
I'm
and
beautiful.
I'm
beautiful.
I was amiable. I'm a dove.
Is there look at him. So is there anything weaker than a dove?
No.
For like Matty O'Reilly or something?
Pigeon.
Welcome back to the second hour of your Rush Hour. We're here till 6 o'clock. 133-53 is our number. Call us on anything that's been bugging you today. And also, we've got the text line up and about too, Gregory and Boom Boom.
0488 51047.
Yeah, and please send us anything you want. We can talk about it. We had a bit of a laugh there in that first hour about our personalities.
Yeah, that's good.
So, Greg, you're our dove.
I'm a dove.
Mm. So you're our prince, and Bern and I are the old
peacocks.
Well, we're the peacocks. Jeepers.
Anyway. Where was Maz during that?
No, I don't know. She did a runner.
Is that the mating call for a peacock?
No, I got a different call for that one, Bern.
So what's that?
I can't tell you.
Well, what don't you
do? You sounded like that when you woke up that morning in Stansbury when I had a room with you.
Yeah, and you sounded like a dove, scared, crying and hiding under your quilt. Now, Bern.
Yes.
Jordan DeGoey, what's happened today?
Jordan Agoe has been fined $25,000, which has been suspended until the end of the season, pending good behaviour, but he'll undergo additional counselling and education programs because of the little Bali trip he had and a little mishap over there. So it just keeps being him, which is,
Collingwood aren't happy.
They've pulled their... Their contract off the back. So,
and he's also, Jordan DeGoey has come out and cited that he's got a medical condition while apologising for being disrespectful in Bali.
Mm.
So he's come
that
out.
That changed from his first statement.
And now he's got a medical condition that he's now shared with the
Will he play the next game, you reckon?
He will, won't he, Ben?
Yeah, you'd think so. They had a 4-day break anyway when he went over there, so should be all good.
Now, what happened at your establishment in the last few days? Something got stolen.
Well, it did, yeah. So, bin night Sunday nights.
Yes, sir.
I'm in West Beach.
Yes,
so, bin night, which is the blue lid bin,
The rubbish.
And this week it was actually recycling as well, so the yellow bin. But went to Monday night, come home from the rush hour, went to come inside, and just the yellow bin there. So I thought, I'll just take that in, and obviously it's somewhere else. Abby said something about she saw a bin on the road at some stage, which had just sort of tipped over a bit, but I've gone up and down the street, no bin.
No bin.
So do people steal bins or do they go missing? Is it something? Are they rare? Are they worth some
money?
Did you
have your house number on your bin?
That's what I was going to say.
No. Since I've ordered numbers and I spoke to the lovely people at the council, they're going to replace
your council is West Torrens?
Yes. No, it's Charles Sturt.
They're not lovely. $85,000 planting 6 pine trees at the Henley Square.
Oh, well, that's
15 grand each.
Let that go.
And they're blown over. That's smart.
Well, that should be good for you if they've blown over.
So where's your bin?
Well, that's a good question. I don't have a GPS on it.
Someone's thumped your bin.
Gone.
Oh, burnt.
Just gone. Like, you think if bad weather was there and it blew down the street a bit, someone would have just left there and you pick it up.
Yeah. Take it. Gone.
No bin. I've looked up and down the street. Neighbours. Nah, nothing.
Jeez.
That's Stewie Low, that.
That's very low. And it's a rubbish bin. So we
need
to put rubbish somewhere. Where do we put it now?
Well, you just got to wait until your new one arrives.
Lobbing it over the fence.
No, don't do that. don't do that. Greg, have you had anything stolen from your establishment?
Yeah.
Or you're fairly well like Fort Knox or Gates and
security.
No, it was a few years ago now. I accidentally left the garage door up. You know, when you drive into your garage and then often you just go straight through into the house. Well, I forgot to, so I left it up all night and then I came out and a couple of the bikes were
gone.
Missing. Bikes gone.
Gone.
Anything else?
No. Just the bikes.
Bikes.
Yep.
Jeez, it doesn't
left
take long, does it?
Did they really?
Did you? They left the helmet.
Did you go to Cash Converters to see if they were down there somewhere?
No.
Well,
claimed it on insurance. What about you?
Oh, 3 years ago, I left the electric gate open and our garage door was open and, someone pinched my footy boots.
You sure?
Okay.
Why would someone pinch those old... I don't know.
I went out to put them in the
toes
car
missing.
And they were gone. So someone's obviously pinched and needed a pair of footy boots.
Yeah, I think that was.
It was that
probably Maz trying to send you a message saying you're too old to play.
133353, get on the phone. What was stolen from your place? Now, who's texting, please?
A few texts here. Tell Cricket Lips I have a bike he can buy if you want one.
How much?
Cricket Lips.
Well, he didn't put that in there, but and this is a good one. G'day, guys. Duff here. Duff.
Good on you, Duff.
Great show, by the way. Your conversation on personalities was gold. Mm. But as much as I love Bluey, he's got the personality of a Tickle Me Elmo. Oh!
You've just been slapped by Duff.
Duff has gone bang.
Bang. Duff. You're not a Duff.
Duff.
Yeah, Duff has dubbed you.
Duff beer. That's the Duff
when
one.
When doves fly.
Yeah, okay. I got the words wrong. So you got the... What was that? Read that again. The personality of a what?
Tickle Me Elmo.
Oh! No.
Which doesn't talk, just laughs.
Oh. All right. Any more there from about the council?
No, that's it. But they're starting to come through thick and fast now.
Okay, here we go.
0488 51047.
Let's go to Shane from Salisbury Heights. G'day, Shane.
There you go, mate.
What's your story?
Mate, your bin probably didn't get stolen.
What's happened?
Well, it's probably been eaten.
Eaten?
Yes.
Who's going to eat a bin?
When the garbos come around... every now and then, the bin will slip, and it will actually go into the compactor, and then it gets swallowed.
Right.
Bye-bye
bin.
Out of the claws. Slips out of the claws.
Slips out of the grip. Yeah.
That's where
that makes sense.
Jeez, so that's gone. The bin never to be seen again. That's now crushed. My poor bin.
You've blamed all your neighbours.
No, I didn't blame them. I just said it's been stolen, and it's... My neighbours.
Good on
it.
You, Shane. Beautiful.
All right, let's go to Lachlan from Wasleys. G'day, Lachlan. What have you had thumped?
G'day, boys. Yeah, I had my tools, trailer, and car stolen.
All of them?
Oh, no.
Yep.
So you
backed it up the driveway for them.
Gee, so your car was obviously hooked to your trailer with all your tools in it, and they've just taken the lot.
Yep, that's correct.
Geez, how much
11
worth?
O'clock on a Sunday. Oh. $40,000 worth of tools, $20,000 in the car.
Lost. And then you've got to replace all those tools.
Did the police get hold of them?
No, never been seen.
Your car's never been seen?
No, didn't see anything. It's a bit hard to miss. It's not hard to miss, you know. It's a silver trailer.
Jeepers. That's big.
Yeah, a whole lot.
And it was, and what time was it on a Sunday night?
11 o'clock. Yeah, Mum heard the car start.
That's when they do their job, don't they? When you're all out, because you're long tired weekend, from you're the tired, weekend. And they just think, oh, well.
Do you have insurance, Lockie?
Not on the tools or the trailer, but the car did. But the old SGRC happened to have a bit of fun with me.
Of course they do. Of course they do, Lockie. Yeah. That's how they roll. Don't start me.
Thanks
on
for
that.
The call.
Good
Lockie.
On you, mate. Stay strong, mate. Now, we've got a guest.
I recognise this number.
Yeah, who is it?
I think, is this UFO Mick? Hey, Mick, is that you?
How are you, lads?
G'day, Mick. You, Mick. What, you had something stolen as well, have you?
Remember last time I spoke to you that the bin man wasn't picking my bins up?
Yeah, were you putting in the wrong spot, though, weren't you?
What happened?
Yeah, I think so. Nah, because I live on a grid, so it's a bit confusing. But then a few days later, someone stole my green bin. I've got no green bin now. And it gets worse. They reckon in a couple of weeks we might only get our bins picked up every couple of weeks instead of every week.
Why is that?
Nah, you need every week.
Well, who's your council, Mick?
When I got up the other morning to go to work, and I watch Sunrise every morning, and they said in South Australia that they're going to make the blue bin every second week now to make us recyclable.
Oh,
what?
Yeah, and I only got little blue bins there, but please.
Where's your green bin gone, Mick?
Yeah, the green bin's gone, Jazz.
Did you have some valuables in it or something?
What did you have in there?
What were you growing?
Just the lawn, you know.
Yeah, the clippings, the lawn clippings.
What about in your yellow bin? Weeds. You still got your recycle bin there.
Yeah, that's all full of West End cartons, you know. And the squashing. But, yeah, hey, Jazz.
Yes, buddy.
I'm going to leave here soon, and I'm going to go jump the dump fence, and I'll start looking for your dressing gown, and I'll look for our mine and Bernie's bins, and I'll look for that.
Good
lady. 10 grand or something? I'll look for that as well.
Oh, it's 15 grand cash.
It's 15 grand cash.
Let us know how you go, Mick. Give us a call. Keep us updated.
All right. Take care, mate.
Love you, mate.
All right. There he is.
Cheers, Mickey.
Another call there, Judge.
Oh, we got one more? Yep. Let's go to... G'day, Gear. Gear. Gear Jammer. G'day, mate.
How you going, guys? All right?
He's a regular.
Not bad. You had something stolen?
Yeah. So... some peanut decides to steal my thongs.
Oh, from out the front door?
My thongs from out the front door.
No.
No, right. I'm sitting there. I'll see this guy come up to the door. I think, what's this plate doing? He looks down, picks his thongs up and bolts for it. Jumps in his car and drives off. Anyway, he's in a little rice burner thing. And I'm running up next to him, barefoot, mind you, on the bitumen. And I've grabbed him by his beard. Like, I've grabbed him. It was a summer day. I've reached in. I've grabbed him by his beard as he's tried to drive off. I've took a chunk of that out. Anyway, gets down the corner and throws me thongs out.
He's coming back. He's coming back.
I've still got him. About a month later, I see this bloke, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm coming up to a roundabout, and he's on the right, and, you know, and I'm on the right of him, and he's supposed to give way to me. He just cuts through.
He's
got his arm out the window, big tough bloke. So anyway, I pull up next to him, and next set of lights, and I've looked at him, and he's seen my face.
I
pulled my thumb off, and I showed him my thumb. He's gone, ah! He goes straight through the red light, nearly T-boned his car.
No.
He's just gone. Steals your thongs.
That's rough. That's rough.
And did he still have his beard on?
No, he's good.
He had half of it.
He's a getaway car for stealing thongs.
Great call, mate. Great to hear from you, buddy.
Good.
Take
on
care.
You, Gear Jammer. A lot of text coming through. What's been stolen from there? Some interesting ones. This is from Luke. Someone stole my globe out of my veranda.
No.
Light. The globe. That's low.
What?
Someone stole my Mrs. Bras and Knickers off the clothesline. We found him and he got the nickname the Knicker Knicker. I don't mind that. I like this one too. Someone stole my wife's sense of humour. She used to be funny. Now when I get home late from the pub, she's not
laughing.
I like that. And another one here. Mick would need about 8 recycling bins, I reckon. put all his cans in. Surely Mick and Gear Jammer are related. There's another 120 coming through. Keep texting us. 0488 51047.
Quite cute this morning. We're going through the boys' stuff. So every morning, the school mornings, they've got readers that they bring home each night.
We've
got the books that they need to read, and then the parents need to fill out what they've read.
Is this the Mr. Men ones?
Yeah, Mr. Men.
Yep.
But they also have some school books that they bring home.
Yep.
But often in these red readers, which is like this little folder that they come home, there's some work that's returned from what they've done at school. Now, Catherine was doing it this morning. She goes, oh, babe, look at this. And Sam, our eldest, who's 7 years of age, has done a report card for Mum. So instead of the other way around, the teacher doing a report card
reversal
on Sam,
of roles.
Sam's done a report card on his mum.
Oh, no, this could be interesting.
All right. So you get a subject, grade, and a comment.
Right.
All right. So the first one is singing. And he's given his mother, Catherine, he spelt Catherine wrong, but he's given Catherine an A+ for singing.
She good with the vocals?
Well... not bad.
Saw a bit of that Sunday, actually. Okay. She started to warm up a bit.
She was charged up.
So the comment was, Catherine, you're good at singing. All right, so an A+. I'd probably give her a I'll give her an A. Like, she's not bad. She's not bad.
Oh, well done, Sammy.
Then the next one's cooking. Sam's given her an A+.
Wow.
Catherine is the best at cooking. So that's the comment.
And is this a common theme? She's the best at whatever it is?
I'd say...
Be careful.
A B, probably. I'd give Catherine at cooking.
But you know, she just got an A+ from a 7-year-old
son.
Well,
this is from Sam, but I'm sort of throwing
in the
more...
She's marking hard.
I'd give her a B for cooking. Now, next subject is driving. Now, Sam's given her an A+.
Oh, what? She's the best at driving?
Catherine, you're good at driving. Oh, now, nice. I'd give Catherine a D-.
She's failed!
No, that's the lowest she's
Is she
get.
Bad, is she?
She's not good.
No.
Not good. There's every colour under the sun. Yeah. So we've got a black car
yes,
for her.
Yeah.
And there's green, there's blue, there's white. She's there's all stuff colours. That she's hit somewhere.
How are the rims? The rims on our
atrocious.
Car. Abby parks on the curb. Not even. No. She doesn't even correct it after parking on the curb. Just leaves a tire on there.
Well, she drove.
So you're on the curb. Surely you felt that.
She drove my car home on Sunday.
Yeah.
And I made her park a metre out from the curb.
I so you've given Catherine a D for driving.
A D for driving. And that's what does it go down to?
F.
An F? I think I'll
give
an
her
an
F.
I'll give her an F.
The grades?
Dancing, Sam gave her an A+.
She's got some good reports already.
She's got Sam under
Catherine,
the thumb.
You're good at dancing.
Nice.
And now I'd give her an A+ as well.
Good dancer.
She's a good dancer.
Yeah, lovely.
Does the comments get mixed up at all?
Yeah. Not really.
Or they just sort so of
not really. It's from a 7-year-old.
Standard.
Next subject is jokes.
Yeah.
So Sam has given her, guess what?
A+.
Nice.
Catherine, you're good at jokes.
Yeah. Lovely.
I reckon
is she funny?
A B.
She's good with a gag.
I thought she was pretty witty the other night.
Is B's average?
She's good. Oh, yeah.
No, I think
she's a lot funnier than you.
But she, well, that's a good point. Now, we get to next subject is cuddles.
Oh, no.
So
this
Sam's,
is beautiful.
Sam's given her an A+.
Nice.
And guess what? She's Catherine, you're the best at cuddles. And I'll tell you what,
be careful.
I'd have to give her an A+. Oh. I'd have to give her an A+.
Of course you would. You've given her an A+.
Because you force her to hug you.
That's the first A+.
She don't want to hug a hairy little skinny puny body like yours. She wants out.
I'd give her an A+ as well. For anyway,
the
overall
Harry and the Hendersons.
Right.
Like overall, Harry.
Catherine is a busy mum. She does her best, and I love her lots.
Oh,
so there you go.
Well
there
done,
you
Sammy.
Go. So that's the report
beautiful.
Card for mum.
And when will they when do
yours?
Your report card?
Not sure,
yeah.
I don't want it.
Rory, you're 5-year-old. We might do
Come
our,
on,
we
Sammy.
Might do a report card for old chicken teeth here.
He'll be repeating next year.
Burn, GB.
No, Bluey.
And family. Now, we have three pillars
here we go.
That is about the rush hour.
What are they?
They are honesty, they are passion, and they be humble. All right?
That's the first one off it.
Don't be disrespectful.
Humble?
All right? Because when you talk, we listen to you. So
yeah, but...
that's disrespectful. All right? Start pulling your head in, young man, because this is
Stop
about you. This is about you telling lies to the family last week.
Go.
Telling families last week. You said you went shopping with Abby, your lovely wife.
Oh, that's right.
You were going to Bunnings and you were going to Marion shopping.
Yes.
And this is what you said last week, telling lies to the family.
There was no comment where we were going. I just knew we had to go to Bunnings first.
I lie.
So we drop them off. Oh, she goes, she breaks it to me while we're in the car. I'm like, so we go to the Bunnings near our house? No, we'll go to Marion Shopping Centre.
Oh.
And you know my phobias with shopping centres.
Yes,
like I've got scarring of the past. You can go in those bad boys and you don't come out for 8 hours.
No. You need to build yourself up for at least a couple of days if you know you're going to someone.
She knows how to deal with me, though.
Yeah,
throw it
shakes.
On me late.
Yeah.
So I start shaking. In the car while you're driving.
Well, I'm driving too. I nearly had to pull over and swap drivers. Anyway, I got over my phobia and said, we just have to return one jacket. Change the size.
Oh, okay. Simple.
My shaking stopped. My shaking stopped. My phobia went out the window. I thought, how good's this? 4 hours later at Marion Shopping Centre, the Bunnings, there is a Bunnings at Marion. Didn't even go in there. Did not even visit the Bunnings.
You are absolutely lying through your teeth.
Why?
Because... you didn't get any shakes. You had no phobias. You went on a shopping splurge to buy clothes because you said to Abs, I need new clothes. She couldn't get you out of there because you're on a rampage of buying clothes. Abs wanted to go to Bunnings because she needed bags of bark chips because you got flooding in your backyard to build some garden beds. You ought to be ashamed
bags
of yourself.
Bark chips.
I beg your pardon? So you're telling lies to us. Greg, it was him. He didn't get the shakes in the car.
Yes,
Abs
I did.
Was frustrated because she wanted to go to Bunnings to get the garden sorted, and all you want to do was shop for 4 hours, and you were made in a world of your own, she said.
So you're saying it's the opposite.
Absolutely.
So Abby wanted to go to Bunnings.
Correct.
So I wanted to go to Marion, did I?
And Bernie wanted to go clothes shopping.
This one jacket business is a load of bullshit.
Yeah, hang on. Is this give you the right
to go shopping, did I?
Yes, you did. She couldn't get you out of there. How much did you spend on clothes, and what did you actually purchase?
About 400. Well, I thought if I'm going to a shopping centre, I'm not wasting my time here.
But
I'll get something for myself.
Poor old Abs to make you go to the shops and you'll shake it in the car and you'll shake it. No,
I was.
It was
so
you.
I thought, you know what?
Why are you lying to us?
I'm going
to
turn this around. I'm going to turn this into a positive. I'll get myself some stuff while I'm here.
But she didn't want to. She just needed to drop that jacket off and then go to Bunnings to get the. What?
Nah, so it was your fault.
So it's
what?
Your
you know
fault.
I was there when she had this conversation
fault.
With you Sunday, and I cleared it up.
No, hang on. This is about you. Don't turn
just
this around.
Just can't remember.
Don't you turn this around.
Had half a red
now,
wine.
Don't turn this around. This is about you. So why did you lie to Greg and I?
I
the
didn't
family?
Lie. I didn't
yeah,
say.
You did.
Let's replay the audio then.
We just
I
did.
I said I was there for 4 hours.
Yeah, buying. Buying clothes to the like
no,
the edge
I
of
let
your
her
life.
Do whatever she needed to do. I said, "Well, I'm going to get some stuff."
Oh, she wanted to go to bank. So, what's happened to the flooding in the backyard, which you haven't dealt with?
Well, we're going to go through that now as well.
No,
are
no,
we?
No. But that's why you went to Bunnings.
Oh, you know what Maddie tells us?
No, but
just
didn't.
One topic at a time.
It's the same
you're
topic.
A bit of radio
don't
craft.
Try and get out of this one. You lied to us. You bought $400 worth of clothes
yeah,
to
I
try
did.
And look like Elton John.
Yeah.
Honestly.
No, so who's fault?
You should try it, Jars, instead of wearing the same shit every day.
Bernie, yeah, can you...
Oh, that's
can
rude.
You give him some...
Don't
you talk white.
I'm just... Whose fault is it that you didn't actually get to Bunnings on that particular day?
Probably mine.
Right, okay. Yeah. So there he's come clean.
Yeah.
It's all I'm
wondering. Well, you ask the right
okay.
questions and I'll answer it right.
And apologise to poor Raps.
No way.
She copped the barrage from her friends.
We've had a confession.
Hey,
we've had a confession.
Okay, that's all I want.
Are you happy?
I just say, be humble, passionate, and be honest.
Charles, when did you last go shopping? Apart from Triple M gear that you got yesterday.
I only got it yesterday,
yeah.
And I'm wearing it again today because it's. I'm
when
proud
did you
to
last
wear
buy a new beanie?
Because
you rotate
recall.
Those two.
I can't recall. I went to Lululemon about 3 weeks ago and got
What'd
a nice a T-shirt.
Well, when are you going to start
no,
wearing
you
that?
Didn't. Okay, where it is.
Check to
where
see
it
is tomorrow.
Hey, let's go shopping.
So stop lying.
I didn't
stop
lie.
Stop whacking and throwing at poor old Abs under the bus.
Poor Abs. Did not lie.
And have you fixed the flooding in the backyard
didn't
yet?
Didn't lie. You just didn't ask the right question.
Have you fixed up the... Have you helped Abs lugging all those bags of bark chips around and...
Spit it out.
Fair hecum. Have you done the garden beds then?
I don't like gardens.
I like shopping. Let's go shopping.
$600
worth of shopping in Marion.
Oh, now it's jumped 200, has it?
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for Bernie Fitz's super exciting, ultra mega important, interesting, bizarre final fact.
Can I get in before Jars and say, what do you got for us, Tiger?
No. Well, at least you're
a bit
engaged.
More passion.
Get up.
Try it again. Go again.
You were yelling the whole show on Friday. No. Didn't you get that feedback?
You know how, who gave you that feedback?
You did.
Oh, we'll give it
someone.
To someone.
Who?
Maddie.
What do you got for us, Tiger?
Yeah. Now you're trying to be too masculine, don't
yeah,
see
and
you?
And you're not. All right. You're our female.
Well, what
in the
do you
show.
Got for us, Tiger?
Bird, what do you got, Tiger?
Speaking of Tiger, there's John
Tiger. Two
MGs. There is a bit of an animal touch to today.
Nice.
21st of June. It's World Giraffe Day today. So because of that, Monado Safari Park, just in the hills, up through the hills, has announced the name of their young giraffe calf born this month.
Beautiful.
Because they didn't name it. They waited till World Giraffe Day. You know what they called it?
No.
Nikundu. Which means...
Did they?
Nikundu, which means red in Swahili.
Beautiful.
You should have known that. You speak a lot of it.
Well, I did with it.
Especially after some cans.
That's beautiful.
Today.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
Swahili.
It's a beautiful name for a beautiful giraffe.
Red.
And do yourself a favour. Go out
we
there
went
and
up
visit.
There. What, would you... I went up there with Harv. Loved it.
Good.
Is that a typical giraffe name? Is it red?
Yeah. Nikundu.
Nikundu. He's got a T in there. And today is Adelaide's shortest day of the year, officially. Geez. So there's a fact for you.
It's been a long day for me.
It's the winter solstice.
What was that?
Winter solstice.
Okay, that's not bad.
Meaning the southern hemisphere is at its furthest point from the sun for the entire year.
That's fantastic.
That's good. How many hours of light do you reckon we get today?
12? No.
Touch less?
No, so seven. I'd say about...
Average is about...
Yeah, ten and a half. Yeah.
9.5 today, just under.
Okay.
Jeez.
So shortest day.
Yeah, that's a good
start. Well, that's good because that's starting to get... We're through the worst of it.
That means they're getting longer.
Yeah.
So we're through the worst.
I'm going to take the positive out of that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Good
and
stuff.
What's it's going to pour down tomorrow, isn't it, for your golf? But
well, you're both playing, eh?
Well, yeah, well, get the two gloves out.
Oh,
you know, what else you got, mate?
Three birthdays. Prince William today. Prince William's birthday. He's the first member of the royal family ever to use disposable nappies. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
There's a little fact for you.
He's going to be
first
the,
ever.
After his father, after Prince Charles, you know, maybe...
maybe
passes what? On the baton, he'll be the next king, Prince William.
Oh,
absolutely! Lock that in.
Geez, when did they announce that?
Well, no, Prince, you know, Prince Charles will take over. You know, when his beautiful mother hands down the baton.
Well, that's anyway. How it works. Yeah.
And then Prince Harry, where's he? Is he? Do they?
He's in LA.
He's in LA.
I like Kate.
Oh, of course you'd like
her. She seems like a ripper.
Oh, I'm with you. Oh, I love the royal family.
Ooh, yeah, ooh, Kate. I love that. That's what you normally talk about. Anyway, 2003, Jason Horne Francis. His birthday today. Maybe Adelaide should send him a birthday present with a contract offer.
Is he 19 today?
Yeah. Yep, 2003. Young fella.
No, he's got to stick it out with North Melbourne.
You reckon? Stick
yeah,
there?
Yeah, do another year.
Something was painted it on this day.
There we go. This will be good. This will be real good.
1834. What was just
it,
have a guess.
What was it, Ben? False
it was,
teeth?
No, it was a horse pulling as a machine.
Excuse me?
You guess what it was.
I reckon it, one of those...
dragging, I should have said.
Tractor.
Close.
Oh,
flower?
It was a... Close. There's a horse pulling, dragging.
Blew it.
Dragging a reaping machine.
Well, I wasn't far.
For harvest. Yeah. Okay. Yes, very close. So harvester. Yes.
What was the name of it?
That's a good question. It was Cyrus McCormack.
So Cyrus. Maybe I reckon I watched a doco on
Billy
this.
Ray.
Come on, hurry up. We've got lots on.
Mate,
it's a short day. Hard. The light's should've going. Gone. It's a short day.
Hey, on busy. This day, 1975,
yes.
Went down as the most memorable concert of a decade, and it was at Wembley Stadium. Do you know what it was
1975?
Called? Yeah. And it's not the one you're probably thinking of.
It's not Led Zeppelin?
No.
It's not, wouldn't be Queen?
Nope.
Okay.
Not that one.
Beatles? Elton John.
Beatles?
The Beatles, oh, nah, they, when no, they
you're getting
up.
Close, that was half the show.
Oh.
Elton John and the Beach Boys in Midsummer Music.
Wow. Tiny Dancer. I love this song.
Round the headlights on the highway. Little surfer.
Come on, Greg.
Jesus.
Get your
pearly
white teeth out.
Everybody's gone surfing.
Everybody's gone surfing. Surfing USA.
There we go, Jazz. They made a song about mods with that one.
Did they really?
Tony Modra's gone surfing. Never any missed training.
Surfing USA.
He said he was surfing.
See you tomorrow, Claire.
Yeah, good show.
Yeah. See you later, Greg. See you, Bern.
Have a drink of water, Jazz.